Some of you going to sleep and you don't deserve to be. You don't deserve rest. You lazy. You don't deserve rest. Rest is for people who work. You ain't doing nothing. Every day you chilling. You need to know your why, and my why wakes me up every single morning. You don't get it. Listen to me very closely. You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down. But I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth, and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knocked out. At the end of your feelings is nothing. But at the end of every principle is a promise. Find a man who's diligent at what he does, and he shall stand before kings and not mean men. Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months. That one single day, that one day you didn't get up, could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long. The first level to success in life, listen to me, the very first level is you seeing it. Like it's clear to you. Like you know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. Listen to me. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Before you really blow up, and you get success, you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it.
I'm here to make friends. I don't even care if they respect me. I know who I am. Got enough respect for myself.
Dial into this number, okay? Dial into that number.
I want you to be here.
I'm never going to
be here. Music and everything. When I have you on the mic,
can you
close? Everything goes off for that broadcast. Yeah. Right? 657-383-1291. You don't want to hear this. I take out some days from Bridge Podcast. What's up, Andrew? Great morning.
And I'm telling you right now because I care about you. I'm telling you right now because I've been there. I've done that. You've been in it for 3 years and you're about to quit. You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Whole. You put too much in it to quit now. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. But this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, ain't no such thing as tomorrow. What does your dream look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind.
If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. Man, we've risen and we are grinding now. You know, I see my people are logging on to Facebook Live. If you're on Facebook Live, share this out because we're gonna bridge some serious gaps this morning. I'm telling you right now, it's gonna be live. All of y'all that are out in Blog Talk Radio Land, you know, welcome to the grind, man. You know how we do here: real conversation, unscripted conversation, real people, you know, real issues, real problems that need to be addressed. You know, some real gaps that need to be bridged. You know, man, y'all hear me talk about different series that I do right here on the grind. Man, I'm going to tell y'all, something blessed me again last night because I listened to it for like the third time. And I went back and I started listening to the Master Your Mindset series that I did a while back. And man, when I tell you that I'm speaking to myself every time on this show, because I don't tell you what I think, I tell you what I know, I tell you what I go through. So, you know, there is no hearsay, there is no, you know, I think this is what it is. Nah, man, this is real life stuff, man, real life. So go back, man, check that thing out. You can log on blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101, and you can go into the episodes and you can see all of those series. I think it's a 5-part series. Starts with Master Your Mindset, the beginning, the bridge, you know, and all of that. So go through and check it out, man. Thank y'all for chiming into Facebook Live, man. Hopefully you dialed into 657-383-1291, because if you're just logging on, every time the music comes on, man, I'm going to pause it right here on Facebook Live because, you know, I want this broadcast to be able to stay up. I haven't been successful with that as of yet. I've said, you know, I put the little saying in the menu that said in the description that says, I don't own the rights to this music, but guess what, man, that crap don't work. All right, just so y'all know, it's very, very hit or miss. You may be the person that said, I stayed up. No, so I'm just not going to play any music on top of the fact that I don't want to get sued. But hey, great morning, Rachel Joseph. Happy Tuesday to you, man. Thank you for all of y'all, man, that's chiming in and for all of y'all that's sharing this out. And we're going to talk about trading freedom for pain here in a moment. And I think it's going to help some people, man. I really do. I think it's going to help some people move past some things as soon as you understand exactly how you should do that, man. But life is an amazing thing, man. And it's really, you know, I don't want to say it's a game, but at the end of the day, it is somewhat of a game that we play. But it's a real life game, man. It's like the life game of life, but it's the real life. So, but you got to be prepared to play it. And it's not always fair, you know. It's just not always fair. It's like I tell my kids, you know, I say, man, you know, nobody owes you anything, you know. Nobody owes you anything. So you got to go out there and you got to get it, man. You got to go out there and do what you do and just work under the premise, man, that nobody's looking out for you. Nobody's going to do anything for you. You got to participate in your own rescue, man. You know, that's just reality of it all. So when we come back, man, we're going to talk about some stuff, man, that's going to really help bridge some gaps, man. And I challenge you guys to tell people to dial into 657-383-1291. And it may not be just about them this morning, although I'm pretty sure that what I'm going to say this morning is going to pertain to absolutely everybody. And at the end of the day, we're going to realize that, man, you know, that's all I really had to do, you know, to move forward, you know, with that. And in a lot of cases, things are just minor, man. It's those little tweaks, man. I want to play a song because I like it. You know, it may not pertain to anything, but you know, I still like it. So I'm gonna play it, and because I like this dude. You know, I like his voice. And I like you know, his struggle. I like his fight. You know, but man, share this out. Remember, jump on to Blog Talk Radio. You can log into blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101 if you would like as well, and see it on your computer live and be able to listen through your computer also. But for those of you that are driving or don't have your computer near you, 657-383-1291, log onto that platform and you'll be able to hear the music. So, man, let's listen to a little bit of Ruben Studdard, man, because we always talk about change, you know, but the words of this song is kind of controversial because change happens no matter what. We always said that, right? Change happens. So it's just a matter of you're willing to change. And sometimes we get stuck and we don't think that we need to change. And everything changes around you, so why aren't you changing it? And I'm going to tell you why people see things in a different light, man, you know, in different ways. I'm going to tell you why here in just a moment. So y'all hang in there with me, man. Lil Ruben Studdard for y'all, right?
How would you like it if I talked about your skin, the way you wear your hair? Would you like it if I talked about your butt? Turn into someone that was hard to love. How would you like it if I didn't like your smoke? Didn't like the polish you be wearing on your toes. If I didn't like your necklace or what you cook for breakfast, would I be wrong? Would I be wrong? Why you wanna change me? Flip all the things that really made me the way that I am, used to make you happy, baby. Why you wanna change me? Girl, oh, you used to like the big old teddy bear. Girl, oh, you used to let me get it anywhere. Now, baby, it's crazy. Why you wanna change me? Now, what if all I did was pick apart your friends? Cause they ain't got no end. What if I talked about your face in the morning? Cause we know that you ain't cute in the morning. What if I criticize the way that you be eating? And when you're sleeping, you be doing the heavy breathing. about your housekeeping. Would I be wrong? Would I be wrong?
Oh, change me.
Really made.
Welcome back, man. We are live on the grind, man, on this amazing Tuesday morning, man. Hope you guys had a great weekend plus one. Man, we getting ready to grind it out. Wanted to play a little music. For those of you that are just chiming in, man, I'm going to mute this mic every time we play a song. So go ahead and dial in to 657-383-1291, and you'll be able to hear the music there instead of here, because we want this broadcast to stay up. So, man, let's bridge some gaps, man. Let's bridge some gaps, because that's the premise of this show. That's why we started the show. The show wasn't about me at the very beginning. I mean, and at the very beginning when I thought about the show, let me just say it was about me, because I know I have something that I want to say, and I knew that it was something that could help people. And let me tell you the reason why, okay? Because I believe we all have a voice, and I believe that what you say can you hear me? Can you guys give me the thumbs up if you can hear me? All right, because somebody's telling me they can't hear. Okay, so they can hear. All right, so again, guys, dial in to 657-383-1291 as well, or blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101, and you'll be able to hear. So when I started the show, guys, the show was really, for me, because I knew I had something to say. And you guys have something to say. You have a voice. So never think that you don't, because what you say may not affect or help the person that may be right next to you. But what you say could help somebody, because everybody identifies with somebody. So always feel and believe that you have a voice. All right. And here's the thing I want to talk about. I made a few notes this morning, because I didn't want to skip anything, because I think this is a very, very important topic. For those of you that actually saw the social media post that went out, it said trading freedom for pain. And when you trade freedom for pain, a lot of different things happen in your life, and you start to, hey, great morning, man. I didn't say good morning to some people. Great morning, Princess. Great morning, Gemma. Great morning, Sean Jackson, Hughes, Michelle, Webb, man. Thank you guys for supporting. Thank you guys for jumping on. Thank you guys for sharing this out, man. Awesome and amazing. Thank you. Great morning, Mr. John Riley. Awesome to have you on. Man, if I missed you, man, charge it to my head, not to my heart, man, because I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys' support. Appreciate you jumping on. You could be doing anything, but you decided to jump on and listen to me, man. I don't take that lightly, so thank you so much. Really and truly, man, when you're when you're trying to bridge some gaps, Great Morning Pam, when you're trying to bridge some gaps, man, you really, it doesn't matter what, you know, who your audience is at that time, because I firmly believe that, you know, the people that are probably going to take you to the next level may or may not even be in your life yet. You may not even know those people yet, right? They may not even be a part of your life yet. So you have to keep yourself moving. You have to stay open. And when you talk about trading your freedom for pain, man, you know, it's a very sensitive topic, because, and a lot of you saying, come on, what does that mean? You know, here's what I mean. Before I tell you what I believe it means, is I'm gonna make this statement, all right? And this is what I call the any statement, A-N-Y, and help me understand a lot, right? Help me understand a lot. Great morning, Gwen. Thank you for jumping on. Man, it helped me understand a lot, man. When I really thought about this statement, and here's my any statement: anything that you say, do, or repeat, anything can mean anything to anybody at any time, right? anything can mean anything to anybody at any time. But now let me put the last part on it. This is my tea, but this is really my coffee. But that's none of my business. Anything that you say, do, repeat, whatever, can mean anything to anybody at any time. That's my any statement. But that's none of my business. Let me tell you why I say that's none of my business. Because if I let everything I say, everything I say is always going to be tasteful. It's always going to be done in love. I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to curse at anybody. But the reality is, if I spend my time, and somebody mad, I knew that. If I spend my time worried about how everybody feels about everything that I say, I never open my mouth. And you should feel the same way, because nobody's ever going to, everybody's never going to always agree with you. There's always going to be some people that don't agree with you. Somebody's mad on this broadcast right now. But I can't allow that to stop me, because I know I have a voice and my voice matters. You have a voice and your voice matters. Here's the key. The key is to curtail or to filter what you say enough so that it's tasteful. I'm not judging anybody. I'm not talking about your dialect. I'm not talking about how you speak. I'm not talking about, you know, how you influx or deflux your voice. I'm not talking about any of that. What I'm talking about is, you say something, when you open your mouth, there should have been a filter that came from here before it got to here. So that means you say what you say tastefully, but you don't say it viciously. So here, I wanted to make that statement before I told you guys what, you know, because that's what I feel, okay? What you feel may not be that, okay? All right? So what I feel is that you, anything can mean anything to anybody at any given time, right? So whatever you say it tastefully, but say it so that it's going to, in a way that it's going to move a person to the next level, and not just generally, you know, slam everybody, all right? So when I say trading freedom for pain, this is what it means. We go through so much in life, man. We really do. Everybody wakes up every day. I don't know not one person in life that hasn't been crapped on at least once, right? So some people get crapped on multiple times a day, man. Multiple times a day. And it's not that you're not going to get crapped on, but it is most certainly that, you know, how you handle getting crapped on. And so you have to choose how are you going to handle that thing? And some of you guys got some comments, and I love that, man. I'm going to address those here in just a moment. So keep on, I'm going to back up. So keep on flooding them in there. You know, trading freedom for pain, man, is a bad deal, but we all go through pain, right? We all go through pain. But here's what I want you to understand about freedom. Freedom is a mindset. Freedom is not who you are. Freedom is not what you are. Freedom is not what you have or what you can get. Freedom is none of that, okay? Freedom is a mindset. You can be, you can have one pair of pants and one shirt to your name, or flip-flop it however you want to flip-flop it. If you feel free with it, then guess what? You're free. That's your level of freedom. Don't trade that, man, for pain, right? What's the pain? The pain is the pain that we go through every day that we choose to either carry around with us and keep spitting back out, or the pain that we that happens to us that we let come in, and then we smash it. We get rid of it. Because if it's pain in your life, you have to choose to either address it or move past it. Real talk. Address it or move past it, because not everything is worth addressing. Remember what I said, the people that are going to take you to the next level, man, may not even be in your life yet, right? You may not even know them yet. But if you get stuck on the pain that you're going through on levels 1, 2, and 3, then how can you get to levels 4, 5, and 6, right? How does that happen? You don't, because you're stuck. And what you do is you keep regurgitating and spitting that pain out to everybody, and you become the angry person, right? Because you can't move forward. You think nobody else can move forward. And what a lot of people are doing is they're sitting back and they're taking that pain in and they're absorbing it. And they're not addressing it and they're not moving past it. So their entire platform becomes pain. And who wants to sit in pain all the time? Who wants to be around pain all the time? Nobody does, right? So what's the takeaway for today? The takeaway for today is learn to take in what you get, okay? Filter it, know what the lesson is that you learn from it. Take it and figure out if you're going to either address it, does it affect you in such a manner to where you can't move forward, or can you just move past it? Because remember, the things and the people that may take you to the next level, they may not even be in your life right now. But you want you here's what I'm gonna tell you guys another saying in a minute. But they may not even be in your life right now. So if they're not in your life, then you want to get to the level to where you meet the people that are gonna take you to the next level, right? So you don't want to be stagnant. So here's a saying that So here's a saying. I love y'all comments. So y'all keep commenting. So I'm gonna address those in a moment. Here's a saying that I've heard. And remember, anything can mean anything to anybody at any given time. But that's none of my business. That's your business, right? You have to process things the way you are, where you are right now. That's your responsibility. It's not my responsibility for how you process it. A person has the right to do and really say what they want to say. You have a choice in how it affects you. Do you suck it in, and do you allow that thing to just get inside and tear you up on the inside and now you're bleeding internally? Or do you bring it in, learn from it, let it go, and move past it? Either address it or move past it. That's how it happens, right? So here's what I learned. Here's the saying that I want you guys, and this is going to be a perfect example of what I just said, right? And then I'll play a song for you guys before we move into the next little piece of this. I heard a saying before, and that saying is, be attached to nothing, but open to everything. Now, when I said that, everybody that's on this broadcast, a portion of you may have processed it a certain way, a portion of you may have processed it another way. Why? Simply because it's contingent upon where you are in your process. We're not all at the same place. See, here's where the respect comes in. You have to respect where a person is in their process, and you can't jack up their process. You got to let them go through their process. You got to let them learn in their process, because if you snatch them out of one level and try to bring them from level 1 to level 5, or try to take them from level 5 back to level 1, then you're jacking up their process. You're interfering with what they need to do. So you allow people to process things on a level that they're on. Some of you may have processed that and said, you know what, man, that's a jacked up statement. Be attached to nothing but open to everything. But on the level that I'm on, when I process that, I process it in a good way. And I said, you know what, I can't be attached to anything on a level to where it brings me down another level. I need to be at the level that I'm on. If something bothers me, I can't be attached enough to it to let it allow it to bring me down. So I got to be open to different things. I got to be open to different people. I got to be open to different ways of doing things. Every day in life, we learn new lessons, every single day. How we handle those lessons and how we process those lessons, how we apply those lessons to our life is all up to us. I can't tell you wholeheartedly how to process it for exactly where you are right now in your life because I don't know where you are. But wherever you are, you have to learn to take things in, process it, and use it for you to either keep you where you are, at least have it keep you where you are. Don't let it knock you down a level. Okay, so it's going to keep you where you are, or you're going to move forward. You got the prime example. Porcupine has what they call prills, I think. They call them prills. You look at a porcupine, and it's fascinating, right? It's fascinating. You look at it, and you're like, wow, what is that? Why did God create that animal? And you're like, why? It walks around. You know, you can't eat them. You know, you can't eat them. You know, you can't touch it. What is a porcupine good for? Well, it has a reason why it's here. You know, there's a reason. There's a reason why everything is living, moving, and breathing. But you see the porcupine, you admire it, but you know, you don't hurt it. I mean, you don't hug it because why? Because it can hurt you. You admire it, you process it, you say that porcupine's beautiful, man. That's different. Wow. You know, I don't have prills. It has prills. It's different from me. You admire it. It's got its own process. It's got its own purpose. It's doing what it needs to do. You're not going to walk up and hug it because that's not your process. That's not your story. That's not what you were created for, what were you made for. We always talk about if you don't know what your purpose is, then you're going to be a tool that somebody else uses to achieve their purpose. And that's just real talk. That may sound harsh, but that's real talk. Be attached to nothing, but open to everything. Some of you look at that and you say, man, that's no loyalty. That has nothing to do with loyalty. That has everything to do with you not allowing anybody else to drag you down in your process. You have to move forward. That's why the laws of success always tell you, surround yourself around people that are moving you forward. At any point in time, the people that you may have thought were moving you forward may stop moving you forward. So at that point, you have to be attached to nothing, but open to everything. Now that may have opened shed some light on it for you guys, so that you understand. You can't think of everything inside of a box. You just can't. You can't just say, okay, boom, boom, this is this, and this is what it is. Man, there's so many things going on around that little box. That's why I say there is no box. There is no box. We always say think outside the box. There is no box. Just forget the box. It has nothing to do with you, right? If you want to move forward, if you know that everything happens around the box, then you have to put it out of your mind and say, forget the box. I don't even see the box there. It's the same with pain. We all go through stuff. We lose people every single day. People treat us wrong every single day. People say stuff to us we don't like all the time. It happens. And when it happens, you have to make a conscious decision how you're going to process it, right? And your decision really is based on how you process it, and how it outcomes is really based on how you process it. I want to address some of your comments because you know this is good. We want to definitely bridge this gap. I'm going back some of these. Antoinette says too much energy, and she's gonna explain that here in a moment. Glenda Hamilton says no pain, no gain. You know, absolutely. And pain, why was pain put there? That's a great point. You hear that statement time and time again. Why do we have pain receptors? We have pain receptors so that we know when stuff hurts us. So if it hurts you, why do you keep doing the same thing? If somebody hurts you, why do you keep going back and hugging the porcupine? If they hurt you, you got to figure out whether you're going to address it or you're going to move past it. Some things aren't written. Some maybe you can't address it right then. Maybe it's not time to address it, but you got to learn how to move past it. So the pain came about so that you understand that, okay, that hurt. So I never want to do that again. You know, so let me move past that, right? Because you never know. Maybe you're not ready to address it yet, but you have to learn to move past it because there's certain people or certain things may happen in your life and may come in your life that you may be here. And until it links up and you get to that point to where you can't, maybe that's the time to address it. But you got to learn to move past it. So I love that statement. No pain, no gain. That supplies so many different things in life. Tom Crazy says, yes, tastefully. Tastefully, man. The only way you can do it tastefully is if you're not doing it painfully. The pain will cause a different emotion. The pain is going to cause you to cry about it, because there's good pain and there's bad pain. The bad pain is what's going to keep you stagnant. Zeta Crawford says, yes, filter your thought. That means there should be a filter between here and here. Now, there are some people that say, you know, man, I'm growing. Say what I want to say. You absolutely can. You're growing. You can say whatever you want to say. All right. But let me tell you something. There are a lot of people, when you say what you want to say, they'll clap, and they'll smile and say, awesome, you know, great job. But then they'll talk about you behind your back. And that's just the way people are. And you have to realize that. But, you know, should you be concerned about it? There's some things you should be concerned about, some things you shouldn't be concerned about. But there's a way you can safeguard that. Say what you say tastefully. All right. That's just the way it is. Derek Saunders says, you would never get anything done. If our predecessors wouldn't have pushed back, where would we be now? So if somebody would not have stood up and said their piece and had a voice and understood that they had a voice, then where would we be now? That's a great point, Derek, because we have to be able to say what it is that we want to say, but we have to make sure that it comes from here and it goes through the filter in the brain and it comes out here. And it's not always what we say. Sometimes it's what we do. We have to do what we do tastefully, you know, as well. You know, but there are going to be people that you're not going to satisfy, you know. But if you do everything that you're supposed to do the right way, then you don't have to worry about that. That's none of your business, right? So great point, Derek. What else we got here? Season it with a little salt. All right. Season it with a little salt. Gwen says facts. Zeta Crawford says, and I'm saying your name right now, Zeta. I called her Zeta this weekend, but I think I'm saying it right. Zeta Crawford says, I'll take freedom any day. Although sometimes we have to go through the pain to be able to gain what we're seeking. Man, absolutely. Real statement. You got to go through the pain to be able to gain what you're looking for. And that's called process. When you're in your process, you learn from the pain. You gain from the pain. That's why they say no pain, no gain. What does pain mean? Pain means you're learning a lesson. You're building the muscle. That means the muscle starts to grow when it's in pain, right? That means it's stretching. That means it's trying to rebuild the muscle fiber. Some of you are sore right now, you know, from this past weekend's workout. And your muscles are sore because, you know, there's a lot of lactic acid that is in your muscles now. What happens? And some of you have heard me say this before. What happens? The lactic acids run to your muscle and it tries to protect it. Why? Because of the tears. There are micro tears that happen in your muscles when you work them, when you push them past the comfort zone. Right? Past what you've always done in the gym. That's why some of you are sore. Past what you've always done in the gym, now you've pushed yourself. And that's a great thing. You want the pain, right? Because if you push your muscles past what you did last week or the day before, then that means now the muscle has to grow. How does the muscle grow? It creates muscle fibers, all right, and the little micro tears. Why do the lactic acid run to your muscles? So that it can protect the muscle while it's healing, right? All of those little tears. So what happens, your skin and everything stretches. So now you get that pump and also you get that sore feeling. So, man, no pain, no gain. Pain is good, baby. I love it. What we got here? Perception is everything. Absolutely, Antoinette. Perception is absolutely everything. Derek Saunders says, you never know when you might meet the next diamond in the rough. Absolutely. But you can't do that standing in the same place. Valerie Davis says, don't try and feed the baby table food. All they can handle is milk. Absolutely. Level to level, right? Allow a person to go through what they're going through and be patient, because, you know, you have to learn how to hold a person by the hand and be, you know, have a little diplomacy and understand where that person is on that level. Because if you're holding them by the hand, then you obviously may either be support on the same level or you may be support on a higher level. And you want to make sure that you're not on a low level trying to lead somebody somewhere that you've never been, right? Gwen Bennett says, no box. Don Riley says, no acres. No acres. Antoinette says, Oh, she says, okay, she's clarifying her statement. She says, I mean, too much energy to worry about how others will perceive what you say to them. Absolutely. Because anybody can mean anything, can mean anything to anybody at any given time, right? So man, we say what we say tastefully. And that tasteful word is huge because, you know, I don't want to judge people, man. I listen to people talk all the time. I listen to people, their perception on different things. And guess what? Their perception is their reality. I used to be the guy that tried to change everybody's perception of things based on how I felt. But it's not about how I feel. It's about how it makes you feel, how it pertains to your life at that given moment, because you may be going through something different than I'm going through right now, right? Francis Phillips says, you can say what you want and do what you want, but there are consequences to everything. Absolutely. There's consequences to your action, consequences to your speech. Absolutely. That's a great point. Can't please everybody, Gwendolyn Bennett says. Absolutely, you can't, right? But you say what you say, knowing that it's wholesome, knowing that it's coming out the way that you were intended, and you were intended to say it through bridging some gaps, right? You want to bridge some gaps. You want to help somebody with what you say. When you say what you say to help, as opposed to saying what you say to hurt, it's a totally different audience, right? But people are really conditioned to the drama aspect of it, right? So people will listen to the hurt and they'll applaud for it and they'll clap for it and they won't get anything from it, right? So, or they may identify with that pain, all right? Yeah, absolutely. Derek Saunders says, change and growth are uncomfortable but necessary in order to progress. Right. John Sword from his workout this morning. Absolutely, John. Pain is good. People process things differently. Man, absolutely. People process things differently. Pain is good. Y'all getting this, man. And it's awesome, you know, that you guys are understanding, you know, that what you need to do and how you process things is really on you. And you can't hold anybody else to how you process it. And the whole premise of what we're saying this morning is that, you know, you have to realize that people process things differently. And when they process them differently, you have to take into account that they're not you. You guys may be listening to what I say right now, and you may be saying, you know what, I just don't get it. I mean, and you know what, that's where you are right now. But at some point in time, the key is at some point in time, you're gonna reflect back on something that may have been said, and when you say it, when you hear it and you regurgitate it, you say it again, then guess what? It sounds right, right? It sounds right. So I'm going to play a song before we wrap this thing up, man, because I know some of y'all got some work to do. Hopefully some of y'all are working as you actually listen to this broadcast. But I want to play another song that I like, man. And it's all about what you like, because it's when you like something, man, you like it. Your perception is your reality. And, you know, just like when I think about Blog Talk Radio, when I think about the grind, you know, do I have thousands of listeners right now? You know, absolutely not. I have the listeners right now that want to hear what I say and want to know that they have a voice, that they have a platform. And as God sees fit, more people will chime in and more people will be a part of the conversation, because this is not just about me, guys. This is about you as well. There's a bigger vision in everything that all of us do. Hopefully you guys have a bigger vision. And so most certainly the grind has a bigger vision. So I'm going to pause the volume on Facebook Live because we want this message to stay up. And guys, we'll be back in a few minutes. Go grab yourself a coffee. Log into blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101 or dial in to 657-383-1291, and you'll be able to hear this music live on Blog Talk Radio. Be right back, guys.
Hey, I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited, so go on and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all.
I'm gonna give it to you. Cool jewelry shining so bright.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Say the word and we go. You can be my freaka. Girl, I'll be a freako, mamacita. I would never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris, everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it
me?
Say it's us.
And I'll agree.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com. The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, man. We are live. We are back on The Grind. Everybody in Blog Talk Radio Land, man, thank y'all for jumping on. Man, let's close this thing out because, you know, I believe we're bridging some gaps today, man. I'm super excited, you know, about the direction that you guys are going, about the direction that, you know, the show is going. And, you know, I love to see the comments. Because, man, a lot of times all we have to do is get an understanding of what's happening and what's going on in our lives and how we should process things. And if you process it the right way, that means you'll start to handle things the right way. But we all see things differently. But when we look at a person and we see where they are, they may not be where you are. They may be further along than you are. You can't judge where they are because everybody has the right to go through their process, right? But you have the right to be exposed to whatever process you want to be exposed to, right? That's freedom. Remember, we said freedom is a mindset. Freedom has nothing to do with the money you have, the clothes you wear, the cars you drive, none of that, right? No matter what you have in life, I've seen some very wealthy people that are broke mentally. I've seen some very wealthy people, some people that you think have everything going on that in the mind, they're not free, right? And there's a facade that's put up that they have that makes you feel as if they're free, but they may not be free mentally. I'm not saying that they are or aren't, but I'm just telling you I've seen it before, right? So would I rather be free in the outer appearance, or would I rather be free here? I want to be free here first because I believe everything happens here first, in your mind, in your head. So when it gets in your mind, your spirit, in your brain, when it's there, right? When your mental is right, then the things start happening the way that they should happen in the process that you're supposed to be on, and you are going down the right road and you're doing the right thing. So let me tell you guys, this is what I want you to do. I'm going to challenge you, okay, because I'm going to close this show out. And because we've been talking about trading freedom for pain, and now everybody on this broadcast understands and knows that, you know, don't trade freedom for pain, man. Learn how to process the things that hurt you every single day. You know, the things that may have affected you one way today, no longer going to affect you that way, because you're going to learn to either bring them in, process them and address them, or process them and get past them. Okay. If you're not going to address it, just move past it and cut the things out that are allowing you to regurgitate or relive that same pain. Cut it out. It's like a cancer. You can't leave the cancer in the body, right? You have to cut it out if you want to continue to be healthy, right? Or get back on the right track. So here's what I challenge you guys to do. I challenge you to go back, okay? First of all, I want to challenge you guys to be warriors. I want to challenge you guys to understand that you have a voice and to not dummy yourself down or curtail the things that you know that you want to say for fear of what somebody else may think or feel, okay? Because let me get my cup, because that's none of your business, all right? That's up to them, right? So here's the challenge. I challenge you guys to go to blogtalkradio.com/theground101. And there's and I keep talking about this five-part series. In the fourth part, Pam comes on and Pam is able to, you know, to talk to you guys about, you know, you absolutely deserve to be where you are. You know, you can, you will, you deserve it. So, you know, don't think ill of yourself, but don't think that you don't, because you do. So she comes in and she talks about that on part four. But, you know, go from part one, go from the very beginning, because I think it's going to bless you. It's the Master Your Mindset series. Each one of them starts with Master Your Mindset, the beginning, Master Your Mindset, the bridge, and Master Your Mindset, you know, and it talks about the different other pieces of it that you're going to go through. And this talks about the bridge that you need to cross to get to the other side, to where you need to be, tells you the things on how to get started, how to handle the things on the bridge, and how to handle it once you get to the other side as well. So check out the Master Your Mindset series. Those things are there for you to look at. And it blessed me now. As I get off this call, broadcast, I'm definitely going to go back and start listening to, you know, day two, the second series as well of it. So, you know, go check that out. I challenge you guys. So guys, you know, we're going to move into a YouTube platform as well. You'll see a banner come out for that. So it's going to start being on YouTube, and that way we can, you know, play the music we want to play and do what we want to do on that platform and not have to worry about it. But tell somebody about The Grind. Tell somebody that they have a voice. If they want to comment and say something on a specific topic, then do so. If you have something that you would like for me to talk about, your perspective or something, then send it to me, thegrind101@gmail.com, and you'll be able to get with me there and talk about what you want to talk about, and I'll put it on the show as well. You let me know if you want me to say your name or whatever it is, and we'll talk. Guys, everything big was once little, so, you know, we all have to realize that when you are going to start doing what you do, then you got to start first, and we talk about that in the very, very first episode of Master Your Mindset series. So, guys, you know, before I leave, you know, for those of you that want to chime in, my wife and I, Pam and Craig and I, we're starting a brand new spring body challenge that starts tonight at 7 p.m. Okay, Pam and I, we decided that this is what we were going to do. All right, to get ourselves where we needed to be from a physical perspective. So we're going to start this spring body challenge tonight at 7 p.m. Our Facebook Live. It's time for you to really figure out exactly what you can look like or what you can be once you transform your body, once you finally say, I'm going to do the right things, right? So we're going to help you with that. We're going to work out for 30 minutes every night for 30 days, okay, at 7 p.m., all right, for 30 days. And we're going to take three products that we know work from our company, right? All right, so if you want to know what those products are, go check out my Facebook page, check out Pam's Facebook page, check out my Instagram page, Pam's Instagram page, and you'll be able to see, you'll be able to join that challenge, and you'll be able to go to www.getfit3033 and get your products so that you can partake and really, really get the things inside of your body that you need to get the functionality out of your body. And as we start this challenge, guys, you're going to get your products and you're going to start really see a difference between you. It's going to be night and day. Like, well, I've been missing out, taking stuff inside my body that is really going to move me to the next level. You're going to feel great. So join us tonight at 7 p.m. On my Facebook page. We're probably going to try to Instagram it too. We may have some music as well. But we're going to do a 30-minute cardio workout. It's going to be right here at home, maybe by the pool. Who knows? But we're going to do something every night for 30 minutes. So I encourage you guys to jump on it and revamp, transform your body. So God bless you guys. This show happens every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. I'm going to leave you guys with some music. And I want to play a song because I like it. I'm going to play it. And it's just because I like every song. That's why I pay. Because guess what? We're free on here. We are free. So I'm going to play this song by my man Lecrae. Take us out of here. God bless you guys. And you guys have a great evening, guys. Facebook Live. We are out.
It's going to work out sooner than later. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. It's going to work out in your favor. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your eyes on the prize.
Man, I'm insecure and I'm so unsure. My motives don't be the purest either. My little sister probably need me. I ain't been around and I ain't tried to lead her. Help me, Lord. I ain't ever had no daddy. Feel like a failing father. Trying to raise my family. I seen cancer take my lady's pops and he fought so hard. And we cried so hard. But sometimes life's so dark. But he told me, boy, you keep your head up. Never let up and never give up. And don't cry for me because I'm going to live up in the sky. Let it all work out. That pain going to make you stronger. That hurt going to make you a leader. Don't let that make you a monster. In the middle of the darkest, hardest, heartless, tarnished, carnage. The master artist makes your mess a masterpiece regardless.
It's gonna work out sooner than later. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. It's gonna work out in your favor. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your eyes on the prize.
Pretty girls feel so ugly that they hate living. I seen rich men have everything but have no friends. I seen baby mamas put restraining orders on good fathers. I seen single mothers work 3 jobs while they still in college. 8 years getting 2 degrees, slaved away for a bachelor's. Then 8 more paying huge fees, still a slave to her masters. Feeling awake, making a minimum wage. But at the end of the day, feeling so grateful. Bills still paid, so no room to complain. We all got deep wounds, ugly scars, black marks. Just left rehab, still got track marks. Let it all work out, and let the light shine through. Cause you can't be them, and they can't be you.
It's gonna work.